We're back in Monongahela now, a town of strong principles, even if some are wacky or plain wrong. Pragmatism is a secondary theme here, scorned by most unless it keeps to its place, a bittersweet oddity because practicality is the town's lingua franca. The phenomenon of open scorn for the lower orders isn't seen in my valley, never to the degree I experienced it later in Ithaca, Cambridge, and Manhattan. The oppressed are insufficiently docile in Monongahela for anyone to revile openly. So the Pinkerton detectives found out when they went there to do Andrew Carnegie's dirty work at Homestead during the steel strike of 1893. There is only one restaurant in the town proper, Peter's. It's a place where the country club set drinks coffee alongside rubber jockeys from a tire vulcanizing shop across the street. Several nights a week, long after dark, when house lights were blazing, Mother would gather Sister and me for long, quiet walks up Second Street Hill to the very top, then along the streets, on the ridge line parallel to the river. From these excursions and from morning walks on River Hill, I learned to listen to my senses and see that town as a creature in itself, instead of a background for my activity. We would walk this way for hours, whispering to each other, looking in windows, and as we walked, Booty would deliver an only partially intelligible stream of biographical lore about the families within. I realize now she must have been talking to herself. It was like having a private Boswell to the Dr. Johnson of town society. When she had some money, which was now and then, we would buy candy at the little grocery at the top of the hill and share it together, sometimes two candy bars for the three of us, or in flush times a whole candy bar each, and in the weeks following Christmas, when there was holiday money, two each. On two candy nights the atmosphere seemed so filled with chocolate perfume that I could hardly sleep. When my granddad was a boy in Monongahela, he watched John Blythe, a planing mill operator, rebuild large sections of the town in the Italianate style. Blythe had no degree, and the religion of professional licensing was still in infancy. So he just did it without asking anyone's permission. Whole sections of the town are now handsome beyond any reasonable right to be, because nobody stopped him. If you see a keystone over a window moulding, it's likely to be one of John's. When my granddad was a boy in Monongahela, he used to sit in Mounds Park, site of two ancient burial mounds left there by the Adena people 3,000 years ago. In 1886, the Smithsonian robbed these graves and took the contents to Washington, where they still sit in crates. To compensate the town, the government built a baseball field where the mounds had been. When my granddad was a boy, school was voluntary. Some went, but most not for long. It was a free will choice based on what you valued, not a government hustle to stabilize social classes.